This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go, hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, for those of you who are new to the class, there are well over 200 of us here at USAprepares.com. And we are experts in various areas. We are innovators, dentists, medical doctors, farmers, physicists, researchers, broadcasters, CEOs, surgeons, engineers, inventors. And what happens is students rise to become instructors. And how do you do that? Well, students will call in and they will express their opinions, ask their questions, and some decide that they want to contribute. They want to add to the content of the broadcast classroom, USA Prepares. Robert Stewart is your newest instructor from Kansas. He's got a degree in business administration, and he wants to teach us about forming a not-for-profit corporation. Why? Because he's heard Rich Sheban and me discussing this many, many times and how we can get it done. So, for example, let's say we want to have a property that we can make available to a lot of our students. How would we do that? How do we encourage that? How do we protect it? How do we keep it affordable? How do we do all that? And what happens if a bad egg slips in and we want to not have bad eggs? What do we do about all that? Well, Robert Stewart's going to teach us that during this hour. Welcome, Robert.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining the faculty of USA Prepares. So what is it? Is it the 501c3? Is it a some other corporation that would be not-for-profit? I mean, there are a bunch of not-for-profit type configurations in federal law of the United States, according to 26 USC, and like 29 different types of not-for-profit organizations that are exempt from some federal income taxes, and some states even honor this. So, heck, you can be exempt state and federally. Is that correct? Or am I confused?
Oh, well, Vincent, it's a complicated business, and this sort of information in a lot of ways is purposely held from us. Even in business school, you have to look deeper into the law texts regarding business, and Uniform Code of Commercial Commerce really governs everything. And it's interesting, the corporation, just the aspect of it, incorporating something, is a foreign concept to people because they're not taught to think that way, and they don't know history, and they don't know where it comes from. You have instructors. You mentioned Rick Sheban. You have Dr. Miller. He talked about maritime law yesterday, and it's a really good example of kind of explaining a corporation to somebody because the maritime aspect is dealing with ships, and a ship back then would often be constructed in a very robust manner. The trips were very long. It was very dangerous, and oftentimes you would lose captains and crew and all sorts of things, but the ship would remain. So the vessel, the ship, became incorporated, and it was a certain organization. Then they would incorporate, or a corporation would own a bunch of shipping or a bunch of ships. So that's really, it does, there is the maritime law aspect of it. It's absolutely true. I refer to it as the Babylonian corporate fiction, and that can mean a lot to somebody or nothing at all, depending on who you are. As far as did it come from Babylon, well, at least the sophisticated form of it did, in my opinion. And so that's really what we're dealing with, and we're dealing with what underpins our entire legal system, really. It's the contract, it's the corporation. Gwyneth Isaacs often talks about this. She has a good handle on it. And what I want to do is try to get a solution. I mean, I hate to utilize their system. I hate to form a corporate entity, self-reinforcing, like the same, maybe some where the same problems come from with a lot of the issues we have. At the same time, there are both benefits and protections available to the members of that nonprofit incorporated structure. And it's just that simple. There are reasons to do it. And if you do it well, it can be very successful. And if you have, but what does that depend on? Well, that's, you know, ultimately it's just the people involved. And if you have a lot of USA prepared instructors that are more experts than I am and have taken more deep dives into certain aspects of making this function, if you could utilize all that resource and you could actually get people together in a location who, you know, even if you weren't working on the corporation that day, Vincent, you know that other people would be, and you don't even have to ask them about it. You would have interested parties and members working for that. And I think if, like you say, trapping a piece of land into a corporate structure, like if you take hundreds of acres and you make it into a nonprofit structure or a nonprofit held that area, you essentially alleviate all the costs associated with property taxes and a lot of other issues associated with that. So the taxation part of it, I think a lot of people do understand. You talk about forming a business, which can kind of be difficult for people to understand on its own, and it's actually much more simple. You don't have to actually incorporate. You just have to found the idea that you're going to, have this business, and you've explained this better than me, Vince, but you know that model. The nonprofit model, the nonprofit incorporated 501c3, you know, tax exempt, can take donations, that is a very high level of structure. It's very difficult to achieve. You really probably do need a Missouri attorney if you were going to do it in Missouri. If you wanted every I dotted and T crossed and not have to reapply and your 1023 form, if you've ever taken a look at a 1023, you probably don't want to fill that out more than once. But like I said, Vince, if you have instructors involved and enough people, you could really, because I mean, with an incorporation, you have to have a group of people. It's not like just an LLC or a partnership or a sole proprietorship. You actually have to have a group of people. You have to have meetings. You have to have minutes. You have members of that corporation who elect a board. And then that board governs the corporation, and you have a chairman of the board. I think of that as, you know, Sheben or you or somebody who, you know, is going to want to deal with that sort of level and be on site. But that's really the problem with it, and also the benefit of it is it does take an enormous amount of organization and multiple interested parties. And it does matter who's interested, too. If you have Dr. Sheely sign on as an incorporator, well, then that's different than not having a long-term, you know, medical doctor signing on with you, you know, or someone like him in that area, you see. So it is about who's involved. And then comes the, all the benefits that can be derived and all the protections that could be derived for the member's sake. And then the idea of what can we provide the potential student in terms of the value proposition to them, a true charitable idea where you say, okay, you can come and exist on this space, and it, as far as what, how big the space is, that's a detail that I question in my mind a lot, but imagine it's a couple acres, 5 acres, whatever. You can come and exist on this space and build this, like, well, basically what Rich Sheben has done, and I think of Gwyneth, and I know that you're solar independent, Vincent. they can come and exist on this space, and after they have been accepted, they've done a pre-test to make sure they know the basics, and they've submitted a plan, and you know this is a qualified candidate. Vincent, you've dealt with renters, right? So, you know, ultimately it's down to human psychology. It's down to the spirit, the attitude, what that person is like. If you give them a lawnmower, do they mow the yard or do they sell it? You know, so it's one of those things, Vince. If you find a good candidate, though, and you give them the skills and the knowledge and the land to do it on, the demonstration value of that. I mean, if you could take normal people and they could build an enclosed, you know, bio-intensive permaculture polyface system, and it worked. I mean, it's not like Rich Cheban doing it, or you doing it, or even someone like me who is not at your level, or I aspire to be there. Basically, I want to be like Rich Cheban, if you want to know what I want to do. Getting one of us to do something like that is one thing, because Rich Cheban's going to do it no matter what, right? But getting just normal people to be able to learn and do this and get off the grid and end all their expenses through production, you know, and not all their expenses, obviously, but just the opportunity to demonstrate this fact would the value in it would become intrinsic, and it would be at some point, just like any corporation, you know, you're going to not want to manage it anymore, Vince. You're going to want to retire from it or whatever, and it's going to go on without you, or at least you hope. And that would be the idea, is that if you really had good students, like you were talking about Rising, it could be a self-nurturing type of entity that then could be exported to other places, or even attached to, you know, like the suburb of a large city, where if you had a, you know, let's say they would be larger lots, but they would be, you know, they would be self, you know, you could export the model if you were able to demonstrate it. And I think that's where it's so much value could come in, with the inputs that USA Prepares can bring, and just you know, like I talked about in our email, bringing Gwyneth Isaacs over, and that might not be what she wants to do or what you want to do or anything like that, but it is about that sort of thing. If you have a, you know, an Australian lady that comes over to teach these classes on self-sufficiency, like the marketing and the value proposition of students and the idea of the school, whatever its name would be, it is all about that. You know, we have Dr. Sheely, and then we have, you know, Gwyneth with her accent and everything. Like, there's a value to that. And so that's kind of my dream, is that you guys put that together, and I could see it someday. But, yeah, I can go on and on.
Well, hold that thought, Robert. We'll be right back. We're talking about expanding USA Prepares on the physical level, where many of you can be on site. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We're good.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Robert Stewart's with us, and you mentioned Rich Sheeben. Rich Sheeben has been to the farm, and Rich Sheeben and I talk quite often, and he wants to expand what we do to involve people who are really interested in becoming self-sufficient. He wants to know why there are so many billionaires who just don't use their money wisely. He thinks that, boy, wouldn't it be amazing if they would just contribute a speck of what they have, what they've accumulated, to encourage people and to teach people how to be self-sufficient, how to be of the preparedness mind, how to fall away from the herd that doesn't pay attention to what's really going on, and how necessary it is to prepare for the future. And he's mentioned to me several times, and we've talked about this off the air, we have it right here at the farm. We have everything it takes to teach. We've got the instructors. We've got the farm. We have the implements. We have off-grid, water, food, animals. We have the knowledge. We can do it. We can do it. We just need to take the next step. And that's what Rich Sheeben wants us to do. He literally wants us to get land and invite people who really want to participate, who really want to be productive. I'm not talking about someone who says, well, you know, I don't know, I might be interested. I don't know, maybe not. I don't know. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about someone who's passionate. We're talking about people who really want to thrive and survive and build and make life better for everyone, who want to contribute but be an owner at the same time, people who want to invent and share with the village. We'll call it the village. And the interesting thing is, Robert Stewart, it's starting to happen in a small way. I got a call from one of our class. He listens to us on republicbroadcasting.org, and that's owned by John Stadtmiller. John Stadtmiller is kind and so kind that he picks up this broadcast with commercials in its entirety and replays it with my permission and the permission of Ted Anderson, who owns GCN. We all agree. And John Stadtmiller plays it on his network, Republic Broadcasting. We'll call it Tape Delayed. And it's awesome. We're the only broadcast I know of that has that kind of an environment where it's on two separate networks. It never happens. But yet, you know, there's the John Stadtmillers, there's the John Reagans. I mean, the list goes on and on and on with our instructors. Imagine us all working together where you can participate in person, have a piece of land next to other instructors. And what we have is not the next farm across the road, but the farm adjoining that is one of our class members. And between that farm and our farm is a USA Prepares instructor. Now there's three of us in a row. That can expand. And I think that's sort of what you're talking about, isn't it, Robert Stewart?
Yes, Vincent, I'm talking about interested parties such as yourself and Rich Sheban being involved in something and others that have resources and knowledge and capacity, and that's what it takes to form something like this. It's not just you deciding to have a business. I couldn't start a nonprofit by myself. I guess maybe I could do some form of it, but not a nonprofit corporation who. Because when you do that, it's just different. It's a different level, and it's saying to anyone who knows what it is that you're serious. I mean, you can take money, you can compete for tax dollars with the U.S. government. Meaning that if someone gives you their donation, that counts as if they paid their taxes. That's a high level of authorization in terms of the government granting you that. So. It's just in itself, just because you formed and kept a corporation, that is a significant thing. If you achieve 501c3 status on and on as an educational, yes, it's just applying every benefit that they get and everything they do, but you're going to get it now, and you can bring it to your students, or at least that's the hope, is that you could show that, you know, if a common man or woman doesn't have property taxes and they have the knowledge.
Okay. Hold that thought.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A strong report on the economy released this morning by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens with more on the August jobs report.
Not only did the economy add 201,000 new jobs in August, but according to Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average pay rate for workers also increased.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 201,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.9%. Over the year, average hourly earnings increased 2.9%, the highest since June 2009.
I'm John Clemens.
The final day of Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing is underway. Today's session in the Senate Judiciary Committee features witnesses testifying for and against President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, you might have heard me say on this broadcast that I think I'm the most fortunate guy on the planet. Why? Because I'm surrounded by so many brilliant, bright, energetic, caring people. Robert Stewart is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. And so he's volunteering his time to teach us about nonprofit organizations and how it can benefit all of us. Robert, you're talking about not having to pay taxes. Please continue.
Yes, Vincent, there's lots of benefits to this model and this organization. You can look all of these up online. IRS.gov is a great resource. It's coming right from them. But there's lots of information out there as far as specifics. Taxes, that's one cost, property taxes. So federal taxes would be a 501c3 designation, and then your local property taxes, if you're formed under a charity or a proper nonprofit, you don't have property taxes. So it is about these different legal environments you have to exist in, but if you're able to manage that, the state and the federal level, and then, you know, I'm sure there are, it could be a mess in some ways, Vince, but again, it's about the people involved, and I keep going back to that. I was going to say, I think you wanted a picture, a kind of a visual of what I was thinking. And so during the break, I looked at your area there, Vince, where you are. And let's say, just real quick, if you had a 400-acre rectangle and you cut a road through there, I know you don't like cutting trees, Vince. Let's say you did, though. And then you put along there, you put these little off-roads, these little offshoots, and you had a one-acre plot here, a five-acre plot here, whatever the, you know, 10 acres maybe. I'm not sure how big the plot would be for these farms. But, you know, it's not economies of scale. We're not trying to produce. We're trying to destroy all costs associated, you could think of all your utilities. You could think of all the food you like. If you can get your food to 50% and then 75% and, you know, things like that. That's the visual I have. It's just out there in the woods, and maybe there's a classroom in the corner somewhere that's, you know, it could be the Finelli Hall or whatever, and, you know, that's where people broadcast, and there's Skype, and there's, you know, if someone does need a storm shelter or if you could take donations and you had the resources, you could provide a certain level of structure for them. But really those plots, it would be them going out there and applying the knowledge and producing these little cells of enclosed operation where they were dealing all the way from their water to their waste and everything in between. And it was an enclosed system where if the economy shuts down or if there is a grid failure or if whatever happens, war with Russia, then if they wanted to, they could lock the gate and they could stay there. And that's the kind of the general idea. It's not an easy thing to achieve, obviously, but it would be that's what it is in my mind, Vince. And those, they would have to exist on that corporate land. It would be owned by whatever the name of it is, and they would live there. So as far as their ownership of the land, they would be given the land for free. They wouldn't own it. They would own it within the corporate structure, if that makes sense. So you could define stewardship, and you would define for them their rights within the corporate writings. So you could say, you know, there's a lot of details there that are very specific, but you could give them so much opportunity where if they could basically live for free. I mean, if they could achieve, and then you ultimately, what you do is you turn that, you know, Vincent, like if there was a grid down, how people are a liability. Basically what you do with this system is you flip that 180 degrees where that community would be the most solid thing around. It would be the safest. It would have the most resources, the most trade within it. It would be more solid. So you actually create a strength next to you, or if you put it on the side of a city, or you place it somewhere else, you basically turn that around, that population threat. You spin it 180 degrees where these cells are producing, they're not consuming. And so it would take a lot to get done, but you see the benefits where someone doesn't have to deal with property taxes. And you see the benefits of controlling a bad student. If someone gets in there, they pitch a tent, they start drinking beer and having bonfires, and, you know, their friends come out and there's trash everywhere. Well, you know, you can't stay. You know, we'll give you 72 hours. And if you don't put a spade in the ground in 72 hours, you got to go. Or whatever the case may be. You know, that's all a matter of, I mean, that goes into lots of detail. that would be decided probably by mostly you and others that are that would get a higher within the organization would decide that these are would you, basically you just write the corporation, you just write what you want it to be. And you know, if you don't want neck tattoos, Vincent, well then there's not going to be any neck tattoos. Just that simple. So the benefit of the control, the benefit of the control too is really nice, where you can get somebody out there, and if they're a good person and they want to do something, they want an extra acre, or they want to, you know, they want to do something different, and it's not necessarily in the curriculum. Well, you don't want to stifle that. You want a good student to, you know, take the curriculum farther and experiment and develop and, you know, do it better than we're already doing it type thing. So there's lots of potential there, and I just think that you guys, with everything you do, Vince, with everything you've already done, that you can put it together with people like Rich and others near you, and I just think it would be so cool to see it take place in any form. Now, will it be successful? I don't know. But if you're offering people free land, if you say, hey, you can literally come here for free, well, it's a type of marketing. It's a type of value proposition. And you can then vet that candidate in a way where, hey, I'm giving you land. You know, like the sort of relationship there is you get to just exist on this, you know, Missouri ground here, this lot, and you develop, you have a plan, like they, you know, I imagine in my head, they would submit a plan based on the classes they either what they know or the classes they've taken through U.S. or not U.S. State Prepares, but basically, let's call it that now, whatever curriculum they had to do, and then they submit a plan, and Rich Sheedman looks at it and says, you know, your water's wrong, or, you know, a critique or whatever, like you can, it's that whole teacher, student, and then developing, like you say, developing a people into leaders, where you might find you know, people doing things that outstrip your understanding, Vince, and they're teaching you stuff, and you're like, wow, this is, you know, that's what you really want to happen. You want them to go way past you, and you're like, okay, well, this is kind of, you know, it's off on its own now. So that would be hopefully what you get out of those, you know, I imagine young people with the right heart and the right mind. That's what I imagine. Maybe they have good parents, maybe they got support, and they're able to, you know, do the homework and make it happen. And so, but then, you know, you can give people a chance too, a true charity. You see, if an individual's on hard times and you want to give them an acre of land, so, you know, and it depends on what they do with it, right? So, I don't know, Vince. It's a very interesting idea, and I know that you guys can put it together, and that's what got my interest, is like, I don't have the same connections, I don't have the same resources you do. I couldn't market on a national level this idea, and I couldn't have, like, local marketing, too. If you want to appeal to Springfield or some other place, you could have a concentrated marketing campaign where you bring a certain, you know, local people, like, right here, you just move right here, and you can try this, but it's a, you know, you get free stuff, you don't have to pay taxes, all these benefits, but, you know, this, and this. If you have neck tattoos and you're an alcoholic and you're going to, you know, burn down the forest, then we don't want you, you know. But if you're going to do the right thing, then that's all it is. That's it. That's all you need. And then Rich Steven teaches, and you teach, and Gwyneth teaches, and Dr. Miller, and I know that you should just write down everything that Dr. Sheely says, basically, is what you should, what we should all be doing. If you could have him involved, Vince, that would be, you know, it'd be amazing.
Yep, bring Stephen Huber out here, and you know, the list is the faculty of USA Prepares. And Robert Stritt, I wanted to mention that as a teacher, the most rewarding thing to me is to watch the success of students who are passionate, who say, you know, I want to do this, I want to make it happen, and they, through their own efforts and perseverance and the desire to achieve, actually achieve, and that is so rewarding to me. It really is, and that's why I do it. I don't get paid for this. I don't get paid for broadcasting. I've been a volunteer for over 7 years now, and I just love watching the success of the students. But there are very few of them. But that's okay, because the village that we're talking about, won't be all that big. And, you know, I look at the foundations that are out there, and what actually do they do? Nothing compared to what we want to do. We literally are all volunteers. We're an all-volunteer organization. It's a loose organization. I'm sorry, what was that?
I was just saying the foundations is mostly money laundering. That's mostly what they do.
Yeah, and I was thinking about, you know, the Kennedy Foundation, and they have the Easter egg hunt, you know, once a year, and it's for the children. It's for the children. So we've got to maintain the property all year long, and it's so expensive, but it's worth it because we have the Easter egg hunt once a year. I mean, that kind of stuff, that kind of money laundering, I guess that's what you're talking about, right?
Well, the members of any, if you're a stock, in a traditional corporate structure, you'd be a stockholder, and so you would get benefits from that. Whether through taxes or there's all sorts of benefits just owning a stock. Well, there's not stockholders in a nonprofit. They're called members because it's not a, you don't own stock for the purposes of profit. So you're not trying to, like I said, economies of scale, you know, things like that. You're not trying to make money. You're trying to, in my economic understanding, you're trying to create value. Now, you might say, do those foundations create much value? Well, it's whatever you think they're doing, but that's really what a nonprofit is doing. It creates value as opposed to making money.
Mm-hmm. So, class, here's some thoughts. Instructor@USAPrepares.com. If you're interested, send me an email. Instructor@USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, what are we talking about? We're talking about teaching classes, an educational nonprofit. We're talking about a calamity shelter, independent water, independent power generation, a mechanic shop, herbal shop, gardening, greenhouses, cattle, sheep, goats, and fish, hemp production, CBD oil processing, growing it ourselves. We're talking about growing medicinal herbs. We're talking about internet sales and internet-based business. We're talking about our own educational not-for-profit, including dentistry and medicine. And our own fiber connection, and on and on and on. All at very low cost, because we would be buying in bulk whatever we needed, and we would share the costs. And we would drive down to zero taxes. To zero. You're chuckling. Why are you chuckling?
Vincent, because we're just so much alike, and I'm just glad you're out there, man. You know, just keep it up, okay? Because you said everything. You said everything I've already thought, and that's exactly what it is. I thought of one word when you were saying it. It's the word robust, because that's what it would be. It would be strength, and it would be independence, and it would be it would be security in a way. It'd be production. It would be production diversified, right? Like you were talking about.
Right.
And
right.
If someone wants to grow hemp or they want to try something else, you know, you don't want to stifle a good student. You don't want someone who is going to do a good job. You know, let them. And so it sounds wonderful, Vince. And it would take someone like you and Mrs. Finelli and your sons and everyone that you know to really, you'd have to be involved with it, especially initially. It would be an undertaking. But if you got it organized, man, it would be so cool. And if you could, like you say, buy for the corporation, I mean, you know how that works. A lot of people don't understand those basic principles, Ben. So you know, this is a higher level from that, where you're dealing with nonprofit regulation and but the same sort of benefits. You limit your liability, right? And in this case, you don't pay taxes on income, property, payroll. You don't pay taxes on any of it. You get access to research and grant monies that nonprofits don't qualify for. You can't even apply. So you can apply for a $100,000 research grant on maybe that little process where they use fish to clean, like, you know, that little bio, and you'll get it. I mean, if you qualify for it, they come out, they look at the site, they're like, yeah, it's the perfect place for it. They'll give you $100,000 to do that, but that's a corporate owned, right? I mean, you can't go spend that on what you want, Vince, but you can buy for the corporation. So, and then little things like better postage rates. So there's little things like that where you start looking into it. It's like you get better postage rates if you're a nonprofit. And maybe that doesn't matter, but if it's over the long term, it might really matter. You know, who knows? All very interesting stuff, Vince, and I'm glad that you had me on and we could talk about this. Very exciting for me.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about something that happened yesterday. I met with a representative of a tire distribution company, one of the largest in the country. Well, you know, as we were going through this discussion today, I was thinking, well, shoot, that we could be exempt from state and federal tire taxes and sales taxes on the tires that the corporation buys, because the corporation needs them for the educational classes that we're teaching to show how to use the machinery to actually produce. Absolutely brilliant. This truck, you know, that they're only I've gotten the cost down really low on our farm. Really, really low. But there are two that I've been unable to eliminate so far. One is taxes. You know, I'm talking about real estate taxes. That's a kind of a big number. And
yes,
the
sir.
Other one is insurance. The other is insurance. Well, heck, we could take them to zero with just what you're talking about. Literally to zero. We can say, we don't need any insurance. We've got our own fire protection equipment. Well, not us, the corporation. It's got its own fire protection, and it's going to be better than what is surrounding us. It'll be the best. And we'll have our own people use it. You bet.
Absolutely.
Well, Robert, Rich Sheepman's going to be listening to this. I know he is. And he's going to be chomping at the bit, and he's going to be burning up the phone line. I know it. I know it. So, class, if you're interested, instructor@USAPrepares. Just send me an email, and we'll start talking about it more and more. Robert Stewart, thank you so much.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.